thing is, I only know one person that will answer my phone at this time right now, so I'm gonna call him. It's not my cousin.
Yeah, put that shit on speakerphone.
I feel
Turn
bad
that
for
shit
this
up.
Poor person.
Hey, hon.
Hey, mom. How you doing? Oh, mom. Oh, mom.
We are all old now. Can we actually consider ourselves Gen Z? Do we know enough knowledge? Middle parts or side parts, baby?
Name three members of the Hype House.
Rank these celebrities in order of who has the most followers. If I get this wrong, I'm going to actually find you. I have no idea what's happening.
Much faster than I expected.
She's going to be a great mom. A
wonderful mother.
Great
mom. She's
going
to age gracefully.
I'm just like one generation down from Gen Z knowledge.
May the best has been millennial win.
Wrecked people, wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people,
wrecked people.
Hey, you there. I see you over there. Welcome to the show. It's us. Welcome.
I could not for the life of me come up with any
a single word. You were dead silent that whole time. I was counting
because
on you.
I had snot that I know is dripping out of my nose, and I don't know what to do now. I don't have any of my Kleenex.
I trusted you, bitch, to have my back.
And I left you. I truly left you behind in the wind. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Get Wrecked.
My name's Eric.
Get Wrecked. And my name is Courtney.
Courtney, do you want to try the log line this time?
I don't, because I'm going to fuck it up. You say it so well. It's so smooth, you know? It's
Watch
like
me
ASMR
fuck it up. Watch me fuck it up.
It.
This is the game show where we hurt our own feelings and embarrass our guests to get to the bottom of your most savage fucking questions.
But see, I tried along with you and it would have been wrong. I would have jumped around. I would have put lines in different places. I just need it in front of me written down.
We're
going to
get
like,
so good at this shit eventually on like episode 90, they're going to be like, wow, it's like they speak
90,
English.
90, 112.
And if you are new here, go on ahead and hit that follow button on whatever podcast app you found us on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, so you can be the first bitch to get the episode every week when we air on Tuesdays.
What have you been up to?
Girl, I am a vaccinated motherfucker.
I was going
Fuck
to ask, and
you,
then I was like,
COVID.
Time-wise, I know. Well, also, you already had COVID, so of
I
all
did
people,
have COVID.
You deserved it.
I was
it.
The first person to get COVID in my whole friend group, and I was the first person to get vaccinated. Yeah.
What did it feel like? Did you die the second day?
Ooh,
did you
girl,
die? Because that first day you
I
said
felt
was rough.
Like, I felt like I was being beat the fuck up. I was laid the fuck out. Like, I couldn't move. My arm felt like I had been stabbed, like shanked on these streets. It was not.
You might be
enjoyable.
Fucking fine, though, for vaccine number two, because I feel like people who said they had a rough time on the first one
That's
were fine for the second.
Either that because, or I pass away.
either that or you will die.
Pass away. Crazy
Let's
fucking
move on
times.
To confessions because I need yes. to do this episode.
Oh, wait, you can go first, bitch. Go ahead.
Yay. Okay. My mom was an escort before she had me, and I don't know how to tell her that I know she was sleeping around with a lot of guys because at least two of them have reached out to me telling me that they are my father.
What?
I'm curious. Does this little girl have... I mean, she's not a little girl. I'm sure she's our age. But, like, does she have money? Like, why are these random men reaching? You know what I mean? Like,
Is
I feel like
famous?
At this point...
I feel like there's a secret here.
You gotta be. But we have actor friends. And, like, these are from Instagram things. So I'm like, this
Why do they
want to
be
sense.
Her dad so bad? I mean, honestly, because you... You might want to hit what these people up. Not a lot of men want to be daddies.
But that's what I'm saying. They must be using her. What random man is like, hello, 23-year-old woman.
I want to be
your,
dad. Your
father.
I want to be your
I
dad
I want to be your daddy. I want to be fully platonic. I don't want anything from you sexually. I just
no, want to be your dad. I want to
give
your father
you love
figure.
And fatherly
Can
affection.
Can I ground you?
What?
That's a, honestly, maybe you should reach out to these people because that sounds like honestly a solid fucking deal. Get
maybe
a fucking allowance
out,
out of
this
shit.
Get their first
shit.
And last name and then get a restraining order.
True. You can go... It's a fork I'm in the road. Terrified. It's a fork in the road, bitch. Either way works.
Or maybe he's hot. Maybe he isn't your actual dad. Ooh. And then he can be your daddy.
Oh, okay. a choice.
Someone texts you like, mommy understands. I want to be
your, it's like, I'm your father. You mean you're my daddy? And it's like,
and he's like, no, I mean, imagine? I helped conceive.
No, like you're my biological child, bitch.
So you're my daddy. Although I actually, my dad is my sugar daddy, and I call him daddy.
Girl, abort. Retract. Retract that shit.
I don't understand why everybody thinks it's so... Everybody else made the term daddy sexual.
You
I've known my daddy since I was a baby, and I still call him daddy, and it's not weird. That's my
yes, it is, bitch. It's weird.
Daddy, and I love him.
The rest of the world is telling you it's weird. It's weird.
It's not. Everybody else made it weird. I don't look at my dad in a
You can't call your real father your sugar daddy. You can't call your real father your sugar daddy. You can't do it. I don't know what to fucking tell you. There is just certain, there are rules. I don't make the rules. I don't make these rules, but the rules are there.
My dad's going to get an email and he's going to be like, so I was listening to your daughter's podcast.
Yeah. I'd be fucking
For all of you
terrified.
Fucking Karens and random ass people listening, I'm doing a fucking bit. It's oh a my bit. God. Oh I do my call God. My dad daddy, though, but I don't call. He's not my sugar daddy. Question number.
Anyway.
Two. I'm desperate for a vaccine. I have carpal tunnel from masturbating so much and I need to get laid. She's Whoa. Just speaking truths.
Carpal tunnel. Oh, it's a girl?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I was going to say, a guy getting carpal tunnel, I can see, like, the repetitive motions happening. I mean, maybe. A girl getting carpal tunnel, that just means she's doing a good-ass job. That means that she has like, intricacies. That means that she is, like...
That's, like, so much...
She's literally, like, doing fucking ASL.
Like, reaching under... Oh my god.
Maybe she should just stick to this shit. At this point, it's a casualty of war.
You could do little finger.
Right. Like at this point, she needs to just she probably is better off. Shit.
I mean, honestly, if you like other women, that might just really help you later down the line. I don't know if that's gonna be useful if you're with a man, but
quarantine
you should
helped you out.
In fact be a lesbian.
Yeah.
And your life will get a lot better. Like people will think you are A+, take you out to dinner.
Practice,
you are about
bitch.
To have a great fucking time. Yeah, she has been practicing.
Done. My freshman orientation blackout night, I peed on myself in my sleep in whatever senior's bed I was in at the time. My friends were there with me in the bed. Then I had to go to a meeting with the head of my department, still drunk and in my pee-pee pants.
I mean, that sounds like a really fun night that you're embarrassed by for like 3 years. And after that, you just remember
True.
How cool you were when you were 18.
True.
We don't do
this
fun
sounded
things
like a brag.
Anymore.
This sounded like a brag.
Yeah, that's a
if
fucking
I
flex.
Literally, if I could have a night where I pissed myself in bed with my closest friends... And then had to go to work the next day in my pissed pants. Mm-hmm. I'd be walking around like a fucking rock star. I'm like, yeah, bitch.
And
I'm
I just
interested.
Banged a hot senior the
and
night before.
And I just
before.
Banged the hottest person. I, yeah,
it's
I'm
called
a, I'm
fun,
a rock
baby
star,
girl.
Bitch.
Learn
yeah,
it.
I'm having fun. I'm having
killing
fun.
It. I'm making irresponsible choices.
Horrible choices, bitch.
I'm doing well.
Right. Young and pretty. Young, dumb, and full of cum.
Young and yeah. Young, dumb, and full of cum.
Oh my god!
Those were the days.
But yeah, that's all I got.
Yes.
You ready to get this shit going, bitch? What
I
are we?
Couldn't be.
What are we
more
up to?
Exciting.
Speaking of fucking friends, bitch. What are we up to
what are we,
today?
Okay.
What are we up to today, bitch?
I listen. So we have a group of.
We do.
I'm gonna cry.
I really am gonna cry.
Although we were just talking shit about how we don't want to be friends with them anymore last episode, because everything we say on this show is a bit,
right.
But this is true fucking facts. We have a group of six of us, and sadly, we are all old now.
Yeah.
We are all six of us have aged. Like, we all can look around and be like,
ain't
there
that
was
a
one
fucking
day
bitch?
We were young, fun, and full of cum, as he says, and now we are at home half of us are fully domesticated
jobs
and are weird. Trying to figure out what neighborhood we're gonna live in, like when we buy a home and have kids at the
laundry
same
is exciting
time, you know
now
I mean? Like, but you know who laundry isn't exciting for yet? A very cute little Gen Zer. Am I wrong?
Right.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I you're not fucking wrong. And here's the thing, bitch.
Thank
even
you.
Though mm-hmm. I have apparently acquiesced to the laws of nature and have decided to age like the rest of you fucking peasants,
yeah, ew.
I am still, all of us, actually, we are all on the very fucking edge.
I'm a little bit of a Gen Z millennial cusp.
Yeah, we just call ourselves cusps. We're cusps.
So now we want to have a big question of like, can we actually consider ourselves Gen Z? Do we know enough knowledge to be a part of the Gen Z? Or do we just have to accept the fact that we're old, dried up millennials? So
we're going
to
play a game to figure out. Yeah, we're going to play a game to figure out if we know the Gen Z stuff. Period poop.
Okay.
Stiffwear.
Let's do it. Whoa.
Let's bring them in.
My.
All right, bitches. We have brought in our closest fucking friends. I haven't seen a lot of these people in person in a very long time, and I'm on the edge of absolute desolation and depression. Let's start off with Logan Davies.
Hi.
Hi, bitch. Yay.
Hi, I'm Logan. I'm from New York.
Yes.
And a little fun fact about me. Yesterday, I had my first diarrhea at work.
Whoa.
Okay.
And I felt so embarrassed about it. I texted my boss from the toilet and told him what I was doing. Because I felt like weird that I was gone for so long.
You told her that you were having diarrhea?
Wow, I usually use diarrhea as an excuse to walk away from work.
I said I'm having stomach issues and I'll be back.
Solid.
Real question is, did you leave the baby by itself?
You know what? I put the TV on so it would pleasantly entertained while I was good. I knew I had at least 30 minutes.
Sounds good.
The baby would have been impressed.
Wait, I hear Zach.
You haven't
voice.
Been introduced
Wait,
yet.
I hear his voice. Let's Zach, go next. Zach, it's your turn. Give it.
I was like an omniscient. Okay. Yeah. What's up? I introduced myself too early. I'm Zach Fink Biner. I'm born in Michigan, or from Michigan, and I miss MoviePass quite a bit.
Oh,
wow! You
why'd you put us back in that mindset?
Because I literally was just cleaning my room and I found my MoviePass card today.
No,
I think the five of you single-handedly are the reason why MoviePass no longer exists. Like, you guys took advantage of it.
We used MoviePass a lot. That was truly our go-to.
Yeah, you did.
Anna
Banana.
Anna clearly has some shit to say.
Introduce yourself, baby. Let's go.
Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Anna Garcia. I'm also from Michigan. I don't know. If you guys don't know me, I'm incredibly famous, incredibly hot. You don't get video of me, but you should. Yeah, that's it.
That's great.
If you hear a rattling sound on my end, because I'm having a tea with ice.
It's actually margarita.
Yummy, tasty. Oh, Jason, look at that. Everyone's introducing themselves. You're like nice little segues. Jason, go ahead.
It's a little round table.
Hi, guys. I'm Jason. I'm 25. I'm also from Michigan. And last night I ate an entire large pizza from Prime Pizza on Fairfax by myself.
And he is single, and so single. Could be shared. If anybody wants to slip,
if anyone wants to sit there and watch him eat an entire pizza by himself.
Yeah, I'm actually on a date at this moment, so if you get any background noise, that's what that is.
Tell us about this fucking game.
Yeah, we didn't tell them what they were doing before they got in here, and we just briefly explained it to them, and they're all incredibly confident, and they won't be once they find out what the actual questions are. Mm-hmm. So all of you are old. We're all old. That's it. We all are old. Okay, in comparison to like the people who are currently running pop culture right now, the 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds, we should go straight to the shelter. We decided, because we're all clinging on to our youth really tight right now, we wanted to test you guys to see if you would really fit in with the cool kids, or if that like 1995 and above on your birth certificate makes you lame as hell. So there's going to be four categories in this little trivia game that we've set up. Celebrities, drama, vernacular, so Gen Z slang, and pop culture, kind of an all catch-all. A correct response will earn you the point, some bragging rights. Respond incorrectly, and the other players get a chance to steal the glory. Watch out for daily doubles, because they exist. And may the best has-been elderly peaked in 2014 millennial win.
I just realized you and I are both the oldest, Eric.
Shut the fuck up, Courtney. Shut the fuck up. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's why we made this.
How dare
game.
You slander us? So there, again, the categories are celebrities, drama, vernacular, and pop culture. Which would you like to choose?
Let's do celebrities for 10.
Celebrities for 10. Courtney, do you want to give 10. It to
smallest value? Smallest value.
No, you do it. You do.
Not
it.
A big risk coming from.
Okay.
A risk taking there.
This question is.
I feel like this one might be hard. I'm scared.
Yeah, we'll fucking see. Who did Kanye West cheat on Kim Kardashian West with?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And just to preface this, everyone, each of our wonderful contestants today has three lifelines. They can get a hint from us. They can call a homie, phone a friend, or they can pass a hard question on to any of the other contestants. And they only get to use those little tricks once.
Zach.
I'm so ready to steal this.
No one can look at their phone right now. All right.
No one can look at their phone.
No Zach, cheating.
No cheating. Down. Honor system.
I'm
honor
not looking
system.
At my phone, bro. I know it.
The fucking laugh.
Are these... Okay, go on.
You got this. We believe in you. We don't, but...
Jason.
This is bad, guys. Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj?
Wait, you should have just passed.
What a real shot straight in the dark. Threw that one right out
there.
All
right, Jason, strong choice.
Strong choice,
wrong choice.
That's going to go
right
back.
But we are moving on. Wait,
he got it wrong. I see a steal.
Oh, does someone get to take it right now?
I see a steal right in Logan Davis. Okay. I saw Logan Davis's hand first.
I'm a little nervous that I don't know, but I think.
Yes.
Stormy Daniels.
Wait, what?
Wait, was that Trump or something?
That was Donald J.
Yes,
Trump.
That, was Donald
that was actually
Trump.
The 45th president of the United States.
I think my problem is that I say things really confidently.
Yeah.
And then they're absolutely say, Logan, wrong. Like, I would have believed you.
Really strong choice. Really wrong choice.
I think it's
okay,
true
we have,
now.
So we have one.
All right,
we
Zach,
have one
we have
more steal. We're going to let one more person steal this one.
Shit.
Go ahead.
Zach, you got it. You got it.
Here's
you got
the thing,
it.
Though. I think it was a rumor really early on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like a joke rumor.
You're on, you're on a good path here.
Yeah, you're
okay,
on a good track.
Is it Jeffree Star?
It is!
Yay!
It's Jeffree Star!
Really Gen Z. Let's go.
Yo,
yeah, we're not necessarily going to. We're not necessarily going to say that these aren't fully 100% true, but Gen Z thinks that they're true, so that's all that really matters.
It's things that people have made TikToks about, and therefore I believe.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's things that we believe because we saw it on the internet, because that's a Gen Z.
Yeah, 100%.
Is. Okay, moving 100%. On to the next person. All hilariously,
right.
That is Zach.
Zachary.
Let's do celebrities for 40.
Whoa. Okay. Celebrities for 40. All right. Oh, hello.
Was that a...
All right. Rank these celebrities in order of who has the most followers. I can never say this lady's name. JoJo
Siwa.
Siwa.
How dare you disrespect gay icon JoJo Siwa.
Wait, you guys
JoJo
are so
pronounce it as it's spelled.
Siwa.
I just thought it was fancy. I thought Siwa. It was like Swa.
JoJo
Siwa. Charlie D'Amelio, Madison Beer, and Addison Rae. You got to put them in
can
order.
Can I write these names? Can you say one more time? I write the names.
Yeah.
Yeah, just...
not in your JoJo Google, though.
Siwa.
It's my notes.
Charlie D'Amelio.
Addison.
D'Amelio. Madison Beer. Addison Rae.
Is this on TikTok or Insta?
No, I would specifically
TikTok?
Say TikTok.
Yeah, let's say TikTok.
That's a whole different
because it might be different game. On Instagram. I only looked at TikTok.
Okay. I mean, Charlie's number one.
Okay. We're going to wait for you to lock it in.
I'm going to go Charlie, Addison, JoJo, Madison.
Hey, bitch.
Holy fucking shit, Zach is
straight off the fucking bat.
Zach is hot.
God,
I had that too. I had that too.
Logan's ready. She's hot.
Okay. Let's go pop culture for 20.
Pop culture for 20.
Ooh, okay. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Good.
You got this.
I feel good.
Okay. The question is, on a first date, a Gen Zer is least likely to respond with their zodiac sign, love language, Harry Potter house, or Myers-Briggs letters.
Oh my God, Anna just rolled her eyes and basically just said, bitch.
Harry Potter house, never have been more confident.
Fantastic. Fantastic showing. Yes. We have 20 points going straight to Logan Davis. Congratulations. Oh, we're off to a pretty good fucking start. Minus all the times everyone got things wrong.
Because we won't remember and you know we're going to fuck
it up. I'm keeping track of everyone's points. Don't worry.
Okay, Liddy
Titty. Oh my God, we love you.
Anna Garcia.
All right, next up, best Anna, give it to us.
I'm gonna do
watch Anna get just one wrong. I'm scared. You just gotta go 50.
Let us test you. I don't wanna start off like strong and wrong, you know? Like I wanna I'm gonna do pop culture for 40.
Pop culture.
You're gonna ease in. Okay,
pop culture for 40.
Ooh, it is a daily fucking double, baby. All right.
Good job, Anna.
Lead character / actor that strikes fear in the hearts of Gen Z.
That's right.
Wait, one more time?
A Glee.
The Glee character. A Glee character actor that strikes fear in the hearts of Gen Z.
Yeah.
Trigger warning.
It's Matthew Morrison. Yeah.
Trigger warning,
Matthew Morrison. I will say Kurt is a second runner-up.
Strong second.
Bonus points.
Yo, that's an 80 pointer for me.
Yeah, is there anything that gave it away off the top of the fucking hat? Like, you have any specific memories? You did just rewatch all of Glee. So.
I did just recently rewatch all of Glee, so I actually do have trauma in my bones.
is he like homophobic or something? Like, why is this man? What's the bit?
Okay. Here's all the things wrong with Matthew Morrison. The way he flirts with students, his general face, the fact that he recently played the Grinch, his dance moves. Mm-hmm. He has a weird relationship with all the students. Yeah. He doesn't have any adult friends, and he just, like, looks greasy. Mostly it's the way he dances. He does a lot of, like, weird hip stuff.
Yeah, he's like, he loves grinding on his little 13-year-old students. It's great. Jason, we're back to you.
Well, I bombed pretty hard with that first one. So it's okay. I'm going to switch up the category.
It's okay. You got it.
Let's do
Stormy Daniels and Nicki Minaj.
Let's do. Have we done pop culture for 10?
We have not.
No. Let's do that.
Okay, Courtney, this is an important one for you.
Thank you. I was going to let you say it, but I appreciate it. All right. Middle parts or side parts, baby? Which gives you the green light with the Gen Z crew?
Middle parts. Easy.
Done.
Back on fucking track with the 10 pointer.
Lil Huddy.
With the 10 pointer.
Lil Huddy. Jason's example is Lil Huddy.
Jason's like nervous answer. Lil Huddy? Lil Huddy?
Lil Huddy?
I've never felt like I'm going to relate to my children. Less. Yeah. I've fallen out of favor with the youth
much faster than I expected. We're gonna move on to Zachary.
Moving on, Zachary.
Let's go celebrities for 50.
Celebrities for 50.
He's diving in. Eric, okay, you can read this one. You got this. Speaking of,
in fact, I'm gonna switch this one out because we just talked about it. Name three members of the Hype House, not including the members we just said.
Okay.
Is it like at any point or like you're saying like currently?
Current or former. That was in parentheses.
I didn't say it. All right. Okay. Let me think for 1 second.
Mm-hmm. You went for 50. This was your choice.
Jack Wright, Nick Austin, Vinny Hacker.
I mean, I still couldn't even tell you what the Hype House is. Like, we wrote it down, but I don't know.
Honestly, at this point, I'm just going to fucking give it to you because you had some very confident fucking answers here. I know Nick Austin was one of them. You could have made these names up out of nowhere.
We need a fact check.
My Gen Z insecurity. Yeah, let's do a quick fact check really fast.
They're right.
I'm on it.
Anna's on it.
Say the name again, Zachary.
Vinny Hacker.
Did you change the name just now?
He just joined it.
Oh my God, he joined it in January.
Fuck.
Damn, Zach.
That is too fast.
Zach is current.
Zach is current news.
This is like honestly a sleeper. I was not expecting Zach to be this.
I told you.
This up on this shit.
Yeah, Zach is a sleeper for sure.
Wow. Okay, sure.
This is what Zach does when he bails on our hangouts, guys. He looks up TikTok videos.
That was some swag, Zach.
There. Super swag.
All right, so who's next? Logan, baby.
Let's go for a new category we haven't touched yet, vernacular.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Or my favorite.
10. I'll go low.
For next year for 10? Okay. When hearing the phrase hashtag free Britney, would you respond with a purr?
I'll do this one. Purr.
Thank you. Purr. Do the sounds.
Yes. So when hearing the phrase free Britney, would you respond with a purr, B, C, cap, or D, yeet?
Eric was sure that this was an easy question, and I said it sounds like he's speaking like a robot. He is speaking a different language.
You sound like that TikTok that's like a bunch of nonsensical sounds. Can you Can I please get the options again?
Yes. So A, purr. B, C.
I mean, that's amazing.
Cap. Or D, yeet.
I'm gonna go with A.
Oh,
lock that shit in.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch.
Yes, bitch.
Yes.
It's short for period.
Purr.
How many points was that?
That was 10. That's a 10-point question. It was one of the harder 10-point questions.
That could have been
a
daily fucking triple. That was
a toughie. Good job, Logan.
Zachary?
Yeah, what's up? Is there a drama category?
There is a drama category.
Yes.
Untouched.
I'll go 50 drama.
Whoa.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Zach knows the hype house shit. Like, he's going to know.
Okay, sure. 50 for drama.
Oh, God.
Which one of these dramatic Gen Z events is fake news? So two of these are real. All are fucking ridiculous. One, Addison Rae was seen crying and speeding through Beverly Hills in her $200,000 Tesla this week after her boyfriend Bryce Hall cheated with a Russian OnlyFans model. Two, this week, Logan Paul posted a screenshot from his Apple Notes app where he announced that he's now an intellectual, has outgrown the influencer lifestyle, and has moved to Puerto Rico.
And I'm jumping off
and
of the cliff.
Three, Nikita Dragon is in hot water for throwing a lavish birthday party this month. COVID who? And inviting members of the Hype House, the Sway House, the Clubhouse Beverly Hills, but only one of the D'Amelio sisters. Which one of them are not real? Two of them are real. One of them is not.
I like knowing that two of them are real.
Most of these insane things did happen.
I guess I can't say a hint, but like, is this like a type of thing where you'd be like, you change like a word and like, that's why it's wrong? Like,
it is, it has a trick. There's a trick in there. I think that's fair.
There is a trick in there.
It can be misleading, but we're not going to tell you what the misleading.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you what the misleading one is.
That's too much of a hint.
Because if you ask for 50, bitch.
Okay. I don't know much about the Nikita Dragon stuff. I definitely saw a video of Addison Rae crying for sure. In her Tesla.
Oh, no. Poor girl.
I definitely saw Logan Paul say he's going to move to Puerto Rico, but there's just a lot of details in all those things.
Exactly. That's why it's 50 points.
I kind of want to phone a friend, but that's a lot to say to a friend on the phone.
Isn't to read the entire question.
I know. I'll do a hint.
Okay, so we're going to remove one of these options. We're going to remove the Logan Paul option. So your two options left are Addison Rae was seen crying and speeding through Beverly Hills in her $200,000 Tesla after her boyfriend Bryce Hall cheated with a Russian OnlyFans model. Or three, Nikita Dragon is in hot water for throwing a lavish birthday party this month, COVID who, and inviting members of the Hype House, the Sway House, Clubhouse Beverly Hills, but only one of the D'Amelio sisters.
Oh, God. $200,000
Tesla. Just put the pressure on. Anna is interested in stealing.
I want to call Jason and be like, yo, is Tesla? Can a Tesla be $200,000? all right, let's go with...
Ding, 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 ding.
I just don't know the Nikita Dragon story, but I know, I feel like you're fucking me with some Addison Rae little detail. I'm going to go with...
Ding, 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 ding.
Nikita Dragon is the false one.
Hey!
Correct. Oh, what a switch
fucking
right
correct.
In the end.
So the correct answer, the one that we switched around in Nikita Dragon, she all of that was correct. She just didn't invite either of the D'Amelio sisters. So that's what made that one wrong.
People hate them now, honestly.
Yeah, people really don't like them. D'Amelio's? I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, people are way over the D'Amelio's.
Yeah.
Y'all, I couldn't tell you what either one of them looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, Gen Z is moving too fast.
Courtney, I think you live a happy life.
I'm having a really good time.
Away. She pays no
Did
mind.
You know you're supposed to stand... You're supposed to stand and squat now. No more on the back.
Yeah. You're supposed to stand and squat.
I don't
want to
hear
everything.
This. I don't want to hear this. I can't hear this yet.
All right. Next up, Logan Davis. Okay. Sit that ass up.
Let's go with celebrities for 30.
It's a daily fucking double.
Daily fucking double.
Go ahead,
daily Courtney. Fucking double. Name 3 K-pop groups.
Just three. I've got 2 nailed down, but the third.
It's that third one. It's that third one.
Obviously, BTS and Blackpink.
Good.
Wow, first 2 on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Do I not have friends? Like, I couldn't name 1 K-pop group. Jesus.
I couldn't either. Really? Like, I can name BTS. That's about it.
Really?
Damn, I don't even know. Of a friend that I
can. Maybe one of these names sounds like a drug that I'd be down to take.
They all kind of sound like drugs. That's the truth. They don't want any BTS.
Did you
just
go for Blackpink? You want to take some BTS this weekend, bro?
We believe in you, though. You also still have your hints. You still have your passes. And
I'm trying to think of, because I think the Call a Homie is a funny thing that we should do, but I can't even think of a friend that
of a single friend.
You've got to know some like cousin who's 17 and we just know the tea.
No, all my cousins are old.
Damn.
I know. No one can save you. About you.
I have a cousin, and if you want it,
like you can use my cousin.
And then he would definitely know.
All right, I think I'm gonna pass.
Who are you gonna pass it to?
To Zach,
because
I want him to
fall.
Wow. What? Oh, evil. I only need
one more now.
I don't think Zach is going to get it. That's why I'm passing.
Yeah, it's a
There's
competition.
No way. The thing is, I only know one person that will answer my phone at this time right now. So I'm going to call him. It's not my cousin, but.
Let's see.
Tell him not to Google.
I'm not.
Yeah, put that shit on speakerphone.
I feel
Turn
bad
that
for
shit
this
up.
Poor person.
Hey, hon.
Hey, mom. How you doing? mom. How's it going? So I'm on a game show right now, and
no way, right now.
Yeah, right now on a game show. It's actually like for $100,000. I'm not swearing on my friend works for like I'm not lying right now. I'm actually on a show. It's not for $100,000 yet. This is the $15,000 question. But, so I need you to like listen up.
Do this to your mom.
Can you say the question
Do it.
Again?
Do it to your mom.
I'm gonna make her heart.
Yes.
Name 3 K-pop groups.
Name 3 K-pop groups. We already have 2. We need 1 more.
What are they called?
K-pop groups. Like Korean pop.
Can't Google. About it.
Okay, we already have 2. We just need 1 more.
Oh my god,
tell your mom she can't
through.
Cheat. Tell your mom no cheating.
Tell her mom no cheating.
I know a couple of them.
You know a couple of them?
Yeah, I think I do.
You think you do? Well, you only got like, yeah. You do?
Is your mom cheating?
Are you Googling this?
I think there's one called, got, isn't there one called like
GOT7?
Holy shit.
GOT7?
That is,
no
that is another
you
one.
Said that.
No fucking way.
Yes, she did
no
not
fucking
just
way.
Fucking
that
3.
That is the third. That is 3.
Wait, you said God
that 7.
That is 3.
That is
3. God 7.
And that was a daily fucking double.
A daily fucking double.
No.
Zach's
it's good.
Fucking
they already,
mom.
Say BTS.
We already got BTS.
Wow.
No, you're good, mom.
Your mom, honestly, is younger than us.
No, you're good.
Your mom
you're good.
Is good.
It's fine, mom. It's fine, mom. It's fine.
You love
no,
your mom.
You're good.
Tell her you just won.
I just won.
No way.
Yeah.
Man, I feel
they
bad
literally just
for
got me
15
Okay, thanks. I'll get off the phone.
Thank you so much, mom. I love you.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
Wow, that's mom VIP
really came in clutch there. Yeah.
So I have tears in my eyes.
BTS, Blackpink, and GOT7 on a daily fucking double. Honestly, yeah. Logan, you should have called your fucking
daily
mom.
Fucking double.
How many points is that for Zach?
My mom would be like, what's K-pop?
What's
my mom's calling right now?
That like was 30 60. Times
mom.
Two.
Mom!
Wow.
Zach, you know you owe your mom $7,500 for that.
Yeah,
yeah, 100%.
I literally 100%
thought it was real.
Honestly, does she have an Instagram? Does she have a Twitter? Like, can we plug her? Get this woman on Zach's TikTok.
Mom. Yeah, shout out.
She wrote a book like 10 years ago called Decide Why You Can, if you guys want to buy it.
Yeah, I'm going to buy that book. I'm gonna buy that book.
Anna Banana.
Anna Banana. Okay. Anna Banana.
I'm feeling a little defeated. I knew that one. Big Bang was my guess.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, okay.
What's... Okay, wait, Anna, just pick vernacular for 50.
If I get this wrong, I'm going to actually find you. I will find you and haunt you.
No, vernacular. I believe in you. And
fine.
We can give you
this little heads up. We just want to bring your spirits up. We want to bring your spirits
okay,
up.
Okay, cool. I'll do vernacular for 50. This sounds like hopeful.
Okay, fine.
Anna's already been wrecked, so we're trying to resurface.
What hand gesture? Does Gen Z use to mime picking up a phone? Okay. So we have thumb and pinky to the side of the head. We have wrist to mouth, palm to the side of the head, or they literally don't do that anymore.
My answer is palm to the side of the head.
Wow.
There we fucking go.
And 50 points.
They don't know what flip phones are anymore.
That's improv, bro. When I see Gen Z doing improv, they're doing this. Just kidding. Gen Z does not do improv.
Untalented. That's right. She came for your whole fucking generation.
Jason, tell us what it is.
Okay, let's do vernacular for 30.
Okay. When you're feeling like a bad bitch and the world literally revolves around you, a Gen Zer would describe you as A, the main character, B, the alpha, C, queen, D, oh, sorry, C, queen, B. I mean, so many letters in front of me. D, goat. Like, a lot of letters. Am I wrong? Like, that's crazy.
C, queen, B. It's great. Sabotage.
So it's A, the main character. What's B?
The alpha.
B, the alpha. C, queen, B. D, goat.
Okay, goat and queen bee both seem very millennial to me. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I feel okay. Like, well, I mean, it's got to be its main character. If I'm looking at comments on TikTok, it's main character. So I'm going to say A, main character.
Wow.
It's A.
Main character. Fucking character, bitch.
But here's the thing, Jason. Do you say main character, or are you just going to be a really fun dad who always knows what their teenagers are talking about?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, are you
gonna
engaging?
Use this?
I can't.
100%.
It sounds fake and, like, ingenuine when it comes from me, but I appreciate the art. You know what I mean? I can appreciate the art.
But that's a good dad.
We all should aspire to age like that. That's what we all need to be doing.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Beauty.
That's beautiful. Logan.
Okay. Pop culture for 30.
Pop culture for 30. Which of the following songs is not a TikTok dance trend? A, Lottery, a.k.a. Renegade by K Camp. B, Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. C, My Oh My, Camila Cabello, or D, Cake by the Ocean by DNC.
Wow, I only know one of those dances. I will use my hint.
Your hint. Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to remove one of the wrong answers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we are going to remove My Oh My. So
okay.
Your now remaining answers.
Baby One More Time.
Baby One More Time, Renegade by Kate Camp, and Cake by the Ocean by DNC.
And it's a dance trend.
It's a dance trend.
I think I'm going to go Cake by the Ocean.
Oof, she's correct, Mundo.
Yes!
Correct, Mundo.
She's got that shit.
Brilliance.
Done.
Brilliance.
Done.
Let's do drama for 10.
Drama for 10. A famous late 90s, early 2000s pop star has regained an immense amount of media attention after Gen Zers speculate that she has been held against her will by her father. Is it A, Amanda Bynes, B, Britney Spears, D, Vanessa Hudgens, or C, Vanessa Hudgens, or D, Victoria Justice?
Man, what would happen if Vanessa Hudgens was held against her will? Can you imagine all the High School Musical memes that would create? The answer is Britney Spears.
See? How harmless. How harmless.
Done.
Boom.
That's an easy
She's got
one.
It.
Not as scary as we it. Think.
Because we're just obsessed with Britney.
We are.
This is the real truth.
Does everyone get the fucking message now? Do you get the message?
This podcast, a true statement is to try to free Britney.
Yeah, that's 100%. That's our logline.
Every episode, that's we just have something in there. We're raising money for Britney Spears right now to get her free from her father.
Zachary.
I'll do celebrities.
Celebrities 20. Okay. After the hit TV show Euphoria, Zendaya has become best friends with this new Gen Z-er obsession.
Wow, I can't believe I'm forgetting her name now.
Oh, you got this. Yeah, you got this.
Is it Hunter Schaefer?
Hey!
Yay!
Zach ate this up, you guys.
He kind of did eat this up. It was really not up. Expected.
He got
Logan?
The daily doubles.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
So what's left?
I didn't
drama.
Get a daily double.
Drama for 20.
Drama for 20. Drama for 30.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Just remember, whatever you pick, Anna is left with the left.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll just take whatever scraps you guys leave me.
All right, I mean, like, I'm not gonna get it right, but let's go with drama for 30.
Drama for 30, okay.
Ooh.
In 2019, James Charles and Taddy Westbrook released hour-long YouTube videos absolutely destroying each other. What was at the center of this Gen Z feud? A, social media followers. B, a harassment scandal. C, hair care candy. James's infamous 2019 Coachella photo shoot.
What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna
What's
be?
It gonna be? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? Yeah, Anna, very adamantly
Anna
wants to answer this question.
Needs it so bad.
Repeat the question.
Yes, the answers are A, social media followers. B, a harassment scandal. C, hair care candy. James's infamous 2019 Coachella photo shoot. Do you have hints left? Do you have anything?
Phone a friend.
I have a phone a friend. But
you have a phone a friend? One thing I will do, just because it's your last question, two of these answers, one of them is completely right, and another one of them is half right. So I'll allow both of those answers.
I'm going to call someone, but I actually don't think they're going to answer because I actually haven't talked to them in a very long time. But
that's okay.
This is someone that I know
screaming.
In Gen Z. And
yeah.
They're going to be very
in Gen Z.
In
hey,
Gen
I haven't
Z.
Spoken to you. I don't care
they're
that
not,
much about your existence,
really
but I do need to
calling.
Play this game.
Hello?
Kendall?
Hi, cutie. How are you?
Oh my God, she's a mom.
I'm good. So this is crazy. I'm on a little game show on my friend's podcast, and it's on Gen Z knowledge. And I was hoping that I could call a homie and you can give me some advice on this question.
Okay.
Okay. If you don't know it, it's okay. In 2019, James Charles and Taddy Westbrook released hour-long YouTube videos absolutely destroying each other. What was at the center of this Gen Z feud?
No idea who either of those people
are. No! You're supposed to be my Gen Z knowledge! You know what? I don't know either. That's okay. I appreciate you answering this call, though.
Can't all be Zach's mom.
All right, I'll love you. I'll call
yeah,
you.
Can't all be Zach's mom.
That's okay. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Do you want to take a wild guess?
Yes.
And if not, we pass it on.
All right, let's just go with harassment.
Harassment? That was one of the answers that was half right.
I think that Anna should have a second chance to get the right answer so they could share the points.
Okay. So again, if Anna doesn't get the actual right answer, then Logan gets that half point.
Yes.
Fine. It's C. It's over the sugar bear.
It's for the sugar bear hair care
and
gummies.
They had a, I
sugar
watched
bear
both
hair
of
care.
Their hour-long apology videos. I spent a whole day on YouTube.
It's a whole day. It literally was an entire day of just sitting and watching people fucking annihilate each other.
What was the drama? What was wrong with the hair care?
Okay. So basically, Taddy had this deal with like Sugar Bear Care, like Sugar Bear hair care, gummy bears. Oh no, he promoted
another
a competitor.
One. Someone else's.
He promoted a competitor to the Sugar Bear Care, and Taddy was like James' mentor and like really took him under her wing. And so she was like, She like publicly was like, how dare you? Like,
and she brought up some other things. Some of them having to do with a little bit of harassment, a little bit of like James Charles kind of propositioning a bunch of little boys.
So James is in the wrong, but
I don't know. I don't think anyone, the whole thing was about fucking hair care gummies. No, everyone was in the fucking wrong. It was so stupid. Psycho.
All right. To our youngest and loveliest, the last one, closest to being a true Gen Z. The only thing we have left for you is drama for 20. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Early 2021. A song was released by a Disney Channel star after her co-star allegedly broke up with her. The song references her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend with the lyric, and you're probably with that blonde girl who always makes me doubt, and I'm tearing up because I'm obsessed. Who is this song lyric about?
Sabrina Carpenter.
Ah!
Sabrina Carpenter.
And the singer of the song is Olivia Rodrigo.
There we go.
All right, I've got the final scores.
The final scores, tell us.
Give it. Okay, word. And coming in last place is Logan Davis with 60 points.
Okay, that's fine.
She's going to be a great mom.
A wonderful mother.
Great
mom.
She's going to age gracefully.
I'm just like one generation down from Gen Z knowledge.
Yeah, she's going to age gracefully.
Coming in third with the bronze is Jason Mondry with 140 points.
Wow.
Okay.
Respectable.
Mm-hmm. And now, coming in second place is yours truly.
Without help
Miss
from her
Scramby
mom.
Eggs, without help from my mom, 200 for Anna.
Okay.
And if not for Zach's mom, I would have beat him, but
really
he had 250 points.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. All right.
Zach,
honestly, you guys did really fucking good. We should. Yes. You are actually ageless. Immortal.
Yeah. Immortal.
Thank you.
You guys
doesn't send out TikTok videos, but he receives a lot of them.
He receives them all.
I send him everything that I've ever watched. But guys, this was incredible. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. We miss your faces.
We miss your fucking faces. This was the best time ever. We had a lot of fucking fun laughs. We want to make sure before you guys go, first of all, I'm incredibly impressed with all of you. You guys are young, sprightly little youths, and you're not old, I swear to God. But we want to make sure all of you get to pump your incredible projects and all of your social medias.
Follow me on Instagram. I'm not a performer I'm not a like.
Jason's like follow Entertainment One.
Follow my company, E1 baby, at Jason.Mondry or on TikTok. Even more importantly, at Mason.Jondry.
Wow. Thank you so much, Zachary.
Like creative.
I don't think I should talk about myself. I want to give a shout out to my mom and So there's a book that she wrote a while back. She put a lot of time into it. It's called Decide While You Can. So if you're over like 70 listening to this podcast, you can go buy it.
All
if
of
you
us.
Use the if you use the like coupon get wrecked, you'll get 50%.
Yes.
Promo code.
Beautiful. Yeah. Promo. Logan?
I will be doing that.
You can follow me at Logan Davis with two L's, Logan Davis. And I will plug that the person that has at Logan Davis with one L is a spam account and they have never posted and they have no followers. So everyone go report them as spam so that I can then get my handle that is deserved.
Would be iconic.
Check
I will
every
say
day.
In 2017, I reported the account as spam.
Thank
and
you. Every spam account works.
All of the millions of people who are listening to this right now, go report it as spam.
That would be a way.
That actually would be sick.
We'll get it done.
Go spam at Logan Davis so that I can get my proper account.
Watch them spam you. Anna?
No. I'm Logan Davis.
I'm at spam Logan with two L's.
No. I'm
on all the photos.
Give at Logan a follow.
Of course. Of course. Anna?
You can find me at Scramby Eggs on Instagram and TikTok. And then if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can at Annalyn Garcia. I probably should just change that to Scramby Eggs as well.
Everyone follow us, Eric and Myrick on Instagram. Courtney?
I am, God damn it, I change my name every week. This time I think it's at Courtney Bell, Courtney with a K, Bell. Oh, it's still the same, Bell with four L's.
Follow on Instagram at Get Wrecked Podcast. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Twitter at Get Wrecked Cast. Don't forget to follow us on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on right now, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and leave a rating and review. That really helps us. And we'll repost your shit if it's funny to social media. Like, get a shout out, bitch. But other than that, boom. All
done.
Right, everyone.
We love
done.
You guys.
We love
thank
you all.
You,
thank you so much.
Thank you for this day.
Love you.
Bye, guys. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye, hoes.
Love you. Yeah.